All right, so if you're listening to this and you're like grounding in nursing school notes, textbook chapters, diagrams, then this deep dive is for you because we are tackling the whole world of activity and mobility. But trust me, this is not going to be your average, dry anatomy lecture.
No, not at all. It's really about going beyond just the mechanics of, how the body moves, but thinking about it more as a chain reaction. Like when someone can't move freely, how does that impact their entire system? And just as importantly, how do nurses step in to help?
Okay, I'm intrigued, but we got to start with the basics, right? And looking at these notes here, roles of the skeletal system, different types of joints. And it's like we're building a skeleton from scratch.
It is. It's all about that foundation. So, imagine those long bones in your arms and legs, the short bones in your hands that allow you to grasp things. Each one is perfectly designed for its purpose. And then you've got the joints. They're like, the hinges, the pivots, the ball and sockets that give us this incredible range of motion. And as a nurse, you're going to see this anatomy come to life every single day in your patients.
It makes sense, but I gotta be honest, looking at this joint movements table with all its abduction and circumduction, it's a little intimidating. I feel like I'm in Cirque du Soleil training.
Don't worry, you won't need to be, doing the splits anytime soon. But these terms, they're important. It's like the language of your future career. Imagine explaining a patient's progress. Their knee flexion has improved from 45 to 90 degrees. That's how you track healing, how you communicate with other medical professionals.
Okay, so it's like I'm cracking a code, the code of movement, and once I know it, I can actually use it to help people. But what about when things go wrong? I mean, we've all heard of bed rest, but I'm looking at these notes on why are patients sometimes on bed rest and physiologic assessment of immobilized client. It's making me think that it's not always a good thing.
Yeah, and that's a really great point. We often think of bed rest as, purely beneficial. But imagine a car just sitting idle for too long. What happens? The battery dies, the tires lose pressure, things start to rust. The human body is kind of similar. It's designed to move.
Okay, that's a visual I won't forget. But so are we just talking like stiff muscles here, or does it go deeper?
Oh, it goes much deeper. Think about blood clots, for example. Also known as deep vein thrombosis, or DVT. It's a serious risk when circulation slows down. And then there's, the potential for muscle wasting, bone loss, even your mind is affected. Imagine being confined to bed, unable to engage in your favorite hobbies, socialize. It's no surprise that prolonged immobility can really take a toll on mental health, lead to feelings of isolation, frustration, maybe even depression.
Wow, I never even thought about it like that. It's like this domino effect on the whole system. And I'm looking at these diagrams here, hip contracture and drop foot. Those are serious consequences.
They are. And that's where you, as a skilled and knowledgeable nurse, come in. It's about understanding these risks and then having the tools to help prevent them.
Okay, so it's like we've done the recon, we know the dangers of immobility land. Now give me the game plan. How do nurses fight back against all this?
Well, that's where things get exciting. It's like you have this whole arsenal of tools and techniques. I'm looking at your notes here, nursing process, assessment, nursing knowledge base. This is where your detective skills come in.
Ooh, I like the sound of that. So what's like the first clue?
It really all starts with a good assessment. So you're observing how easily the patient can move, checking their alignment, feeling for muscle strength. You'd be surprised what your hands can tell you.
It's more than just the physical, though, right? I've got dementia and activity here. It seems like mental health plays a big role, too.
You're absolutely right. Imagine trying to explain range of motion exercises to someone with dementia. You need clear and simple instructions. A calming voice. It can make all the difference in the world. And remember, you're not just treating a condition, you're caring for a whole person, their lifestyle, their attitude, their fears. These all factor in.
Yeah, it's like you're fitting together a puzzle, finding what motivates each person. So what about those like practical steps? What can I actually do to help a patient regain their mobility?
Well, that's where your nursing knowledge base comes in. Think. Range of motion exercises, carefully helping them to sit up, even just something as simple as encouraging ankle pumps while they're lying down can make a difference. And don't forget, all those equipment and assistive devices, gait belts, special slide sheets, they're like your sidekicks in the fight against immobility.
Okay, I can picture it now, all decked out in scrubs, pushing my cart of gadgets. But seriously, safety first, right? Seems like there's a lot to remember about using all that stuff correctly.
You've hit on a really crucial point. It's not just about knowing the what, it's about understanding the why. So why are we repositioning this patient every 2 hours? To prevent pressure ulcers, those painful sores that can develop from prolonged pressure? Why are we using a gait belt? to provide support and prevent falls during those first few steps, everything you do connects back to patient safety.
That makes sense. So it's this constant cycle.
Yeah.
Assess, plan, act, reassess. Speaking of which, I'm seeing these think like a nurse scenarios. Are those like pop quizzes?
Think of them less as pop quizzes and more like real-world simulations, like this one orthostatic hypotension where a patient's blood pressure just plummets when they stand up too quickly. You know, it sounds complicated, but think of it like this. Their blood vessels haven't adjusted to the change in position, like a traffic jam when a lane suddenly opens up. Recognizing those signs, understanding the cause, that's what sets nurses apart.
Okay, that actually makes sense. It's not just memorizing the facts. It's about connecting the dots and really thinking critically about why we're doing what we're doing. Which kind of brings us to, so it's like, how do we know it's actually working? Do we just like yell, ta-da, mobility achieved, and send them on their merry way?
Well, not quite. Remember that evaluation section you were looking at before? Think of it like checking in with your GPS after a detour. Are we still on track? Do we need to adjust the plan? It's about constantly observing and adapting, you know, based on how the patient is progressing.
So nursing is more like, you know, navigating. It's not just following a straight line, which makes a lot of sense. But speaking of guidelines, I've got all these national patient safety goals staring me in the face. Are these just suggestions, or are we talking like full-on commandments?
They're more like guiding principles for the whole healthcare team. Think of it like this. Everyone, from the person checking your ID at the front desk to the surgeon in the OR, everyone plays a role in keeping patients safe.
And making sure those little details don't fall through the cracks. Because, you know, even forgetting to double-check a patient's ID could have pretty serious consequences.
Exactly. And it goes beyond just, you know, preventing those errors. It's about creating a culture of safety where everyone feels empowered to speak up, ask questions, and advocate for the best possible care. Because at the end of the day, it's all about the patients, right? The ones who are relying on us to help them, you know, regain their independence.
To get back to doing the things they love, pain-free and confident.
Exactly. And that's what makes nursing so rewarding. You know, it's not just about knowing the science of movement. It's about understanding the human impact of immobility and being that source of support and knowledge and encouragement for your patients.
Man, I'm feeling inspired. But one thing's for sure, there's always more to learn.
Absolutely. This is really just the beginning of your journey. Keep asking those questions, you know, keep that curiosity alive, and never underestimate the power of a little movement, both for your patients and for yourself.
I love it. Couldn't have said it better myself. And that is a wrap on activity and immobility. But remember, everyone, the learning never stops. Now go out there, future nurses, and get those patients moving.